Let's talk about 1968 for a moment, because that was a major year.
That was a major year.
In the history of our United States.
It was.
And we think in 2018, we're going through things. I would say 68 was a bigger, tough time for the United States than even today.
Yeah.
1968 was the death of Martin Luther King. April 4th.
Right.
How did you hear about it, and how did it affect you?
I was on my way from my room to the bathroom, because you had congregate bathrooms in the military, but you had separate bedrooms, but congregate bathrooms. It wasn't a pleasant hearing, because a white kid had heard it already, had it on his radio. And I don't want to repeat what he said, but he was very delighted. That's how I heard it, that he had been killed.
That gave me chills when you said that. Moving on then, you saw it on television,
right,
and probably saw his funeral and all that. Some more thoughts.
He had become symbolic of his conversation around hope. And that's what human beings have the capacity to do, to either become symbolic of good or symbolic of bad. And he had become symbolic of good, not just for us, but for America as a whole, and had been recognized internationally as such. And he was relatively young, extraordinarily young, so you're not expecting him to be killed. I was very, very distraught. That was very shattering.
Did you think it was an attack on all blacks?
I didn't think it was an attack on all blacks, but I thought it was another nail in the coffin of being perceived as less than.
Mm. Did you struggle with that a lot? Even though you're being successful, we've tracked you through from where you were, and you're living a successful time in the Air Force and special jobs. Did you carry that less than feeling a lot with you?
You know, that's the reason I wrote the book, The Invitation, because the less than is perpetrated by culture to a great extent. But when that culture is absorbed into the very fabric of your life and is based on something that is not changing, which is the color of your skin, not the content of your character, not your intellectual ability, not your skills, but simply the color of your skin. That's it. I had that, and that wasn't going anywhere. So even though I found myself in wonderful situations, I had done work while I was in the military there for Look magazine. I got to know Warren Rogers, the editor of Look magazine, was always invited to their homes on the weekend. General Omar Bradley. Mm-hmm. We had a photo shoot together. And I'd worked on Robert Kennedy's campaign for president during my off-duty time. But still, with all of that, that shadow would periodically show up. And it's just like any other shadow. You know, you don't see your shadow all the time. But when you see it, you see it.
Yeah.
And that world of less than, by virtue of the culture that surrounded us, was a shadow. And I call the lingering lessons of race in place.
How frustrating it had to be. You knew you were as good as anybody around you. You knew you were just as smart as anybody around you. And you look in the mirror and said, because of the color?
I don't think I would actually voice that, but I was always frustrated with the fact that I understood that others did not know how bright I really was, or that there was nothing I couldn't do or learn to do.
Because they looked at you as being black and they didn't think you would be as smart?
They didn't think I would be as smart. Yeah. In fact, to get into the 89th Presidential Wing, you had to have an FBI background check because I was in a top secret position. For whatever reason, the paper that came back, the only thing that I ever saw, my code name during that period was Bright Boy. I thought that was very ironic.
Yes, how neat. That's great. Well, quickly, why were you involved with Look magazine and a photo shoot and so forth? Was that part of your MOS?
No. By that time, I was becoming politically involved, thinking, but I could only do certain things as a soldier. And I made sure that I stayed within the context of what I could do. But working at Kennedy's headquarters, I'd gotten to know Robert Kennedy and the people that worked for him. And Look magazine, Warren Rogers and his wife, they were really, really nice people. They lived in Georgetown, and they would invite me there on the weekends to their home. They had a son, not too much older than me. I've often wondered where he is, what happened to him. But I remember the day I was there one Saturday, because they assumed that I was going to get out of the military. I was going to either go to Georgetown, George Washington University, because they had seen the word Bright Boy. I said, no, I'm coming to Tulsa, to Oral Roberts University. And she had a pitcher of milk and she dropped it on the floor.
Oh.
You can't do that. I said, yeah, that's where I'm going.
Why ORU?
ORU was closely aligned with what I believed in from a faith perspective. And even as a kid growing up in Mississippi, I wanted to go there.
So through all of this, your faith has been important in the Air Force. You would attend, what church did you attend or churches in D.C.?
I attended a church similar to the ones I would have gone at home.
Baptist churches?
Yeah, and it's same thing in Bangor, Maine.
So the faith always remained
part of my life.
So you knew about ORU way back when?
Way back.
And that was your direction?
Right.
Do you meet your wife, Barbara, anytime in here?
I meet Barbara after graduating from ORU. It was the closest thing to a Japanese arranged meeting you could possibly have. I can't call it a Harry and Meghan. It wasn't quite that good. It was my mother knew Barbara's great aunt. My mother had met Barbara, and she wanted me to meet Barbara. So it was kind of arranged. I had to go home to a funeral. I think the funeral was on a Saturday, I believe. And that Sunday, I drove my mother over to Eudora, Arkansas, where Barbara and her family lived. That's where I met my wife.
When you met her, was that wow?
I'm 7 years older than Barbara. I was a little bit afraid, slightly intimidated. I was never real forward, but I was very comfortable with Barbara. So we dated for probably less than 6 months and got married.
Okay.
And we've been married over 43 years.
You said it was arranged, but it wasn't forced.
Oh, no.
Right. From that marriage, you have children?
I had two children, my daughter, who passed away when she was 7, Ann Catherine, and our son, Marshall, who's now married and lives in Los Angeles.
What did he do in Los Angeles?
He's an entrepreneur. He has two businesses, Talbot Media, that works with the film industry, and he has another business called Products of Privilege, the clothing design company.
Wow. A bit about Ann and why she passed away at 7?
Ann died from sickle cell disease. She had it when she was born, but we never thought it would kill her. But she had about 21 strokes and died.
You had to draw on a lot to get yourself through all that.
Yeah. And you still draw. It's never left behind. It's just that the circle becomes wider and wider. That place remains where it has always been. You don't get there as frequently as you once did, but you always go back. You always get there.
Yeah.
You walk in that circle. But the circle gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Once you get to that point of the circle, the same hurt, the same pain, the same tears.
Yeah. What would she have been doing today?
May 19th, when Harry and Meghan married, was Annie's birthday. So we celebrated her birthday watching that. We had tea and crumpets because Annie would have been 30 years old.
Wow.
Eventually, I want to be able to tell the Duke and Duchess of Sussex that on the day they had great joy was the day they gave us great joy because we celebrated the birth of our daughter.
How about that? Have you written about her death?
Not really.
Are you going to?
The other day it hit me because I've written 3 children's books and I promised myself I would write 7 for her age. The first 3 are about Little Cliff. And I'm trying to figure out how to write a book about a story of a little girl who came for just a season.
And that'll come to you, won't it?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about lately.